American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
You're darn right, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Although it's not Mark Walters, I'm Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters today because he needs some time off. He works way too hard and he needs a day just to be able to relax. Although I'm still kind of feeling the effects of the turkey from yesterday. I know he is as well. Probably still all hyped up on the, what is it, the tryptamine or whatever that's called when it, with the turkey and taking a nap, hopefully, because that's what you need to do. Hey, welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I love, love, love being able to fill in for his program any opportunity that I get to, especially when it comes to the holidays, because it's a little more relaxed, get to have a little bit more fun, but yet there's a lot of news going on and we don't want to skip a beat and miss the opportunity to cover some of this stuff, because every minute that we don't pay attention is a minute that they gain. And somehow they always get a step further in their progressive elitist agenda, trying to control you and I on a daily basis. We have a lot to get to today, so we'll have some fun. We'll cover it. But hopefully everybody had a happy, happy Thanksgiving yesterday. It went way too fast. And today's been awesome as we get to look towards a weekend. So hopefully you're still in holiday mode, enjoying all these celebrations from yesterday. Again, Mark Walters, he'll be back at it on Sunday with his monster broadcast on Sunday night. So it'll be really cool to make sure to listen to that. But you have me for the hour today. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. As you do every single day, you can find me at HoosierReason.com as I do the radio show out of KQAM, broadcasting all over the place as well. Growing like a weed, but nothing like Mark Walters in the way that he rocks this show. Broadcasting right here on the Car Arms at Platinum microphones, right out of the Crossbreed Holster Studios as they've moved today to Wichita, Kansas. All of it presented by X Insurance, because that's the way we roll, baby. Time to step up your game, whether you have a business, whether it's your home, whether it's your auto, whether it's your life, whether it's whatever. X Insurance. Make sure to check those guys out, because that's the real way, the extreme way to protect yourself, because you know what? Life, you can't just coast by. You need to make it extreme and live on the edge, and that's what X Insurance does for you, no matter what kind of insurance you may be looking for. Again, hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day yesterday, even with some of the COVID-19 restrictions. I know, it's a little crazy this year. This year's been nuts already on its own, hasn't it? We've had way too many different regulations. You can't what was the CDC guidelines? You can't make a lot of noise. You can't play loud music. You can't have the large gatherings. You can't really be inside with a whole bunch of people. You can't wear masks. Doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever. You're just going to sit back and, I guess, eat a turkey all by yourself and watch a football game that most people probably aren't watching anyways because of all the politics in the NFL nowadays. So I don't know what you did. I watched a movie and took a nap, and that was my entire day, pretty much. But most people didn't even get to get together with family. Now, I don't, because I don't live near a whole lot of family. So we just kind of did our own thing this year. So I had an excuse, but that's what we normally do. A lot of people, though, get together with the massive crowd, the massive amount of people. You rebels, you. You know, hanging out with grandma and gramps and hanging out with your aunts and uncles and your cousins. And I know you. I know you probably threw in there, hey, guess what I'm getting for Christmas this year? Yeah, I'm getting a gun. Hey. Guess what I'm doing this year? Oh, yeah, I'm probably going to go and, like, not wear a mask in public. Oh, man. I know. You rebel, you. I know that's what you did. But as most people didn't usually get together and do the large gathering this year for Thanksgiving because of the concerns of COVID, and maybe individuals in your family do have some health concerns, there were a lot of rules and regulations for the government telling you to do said, right? Now, there's a big difference to me, at least. Maybe you're a little bit different, but for me, at least, there's a big difference between me deciding, you know what, I really don't want to be around a lot of individuals because I don't want the potential to spread something, whether it's COVID, whether it's the flu, or whether it's just the common cold and a sniffle. I had that for a couple of weeks, and now I'm getting better from that. But even if I didn't, I didn't want to spread that to anybody. So I'm going to do my due diligence. It's called common sense, of maybe washing hands or maybe wearing the mask or just not getting together with people. And a lot of people made their own choice because of that. However, on the other hand, there were the governments that told you you can't do that. you know, the ones that threatened to shut off your water and your power if you had large gatherings, the ones that actually had fines that the law enforcement officers could go and write you citations at your home if you chose to do something like that, which is very strange to me. And I just don't understand it, including, and thank God for this woman. We need to get her. I know Mark's talked to her. I've talked to her on my program as well. But the new congresswoman elect out of Colorado, the GOP representative elect on and she's one that's big on the firearms. That's really what got her into Congress. If you remember all the way back when good old Beto O'Rourke was the one coming out there and saying, yeah, we're going to take your firearms. Hell yeah, we're going to take that AR-15. And she stood up at a rally and drove across the state of Colorado, went to the rally and said, hell no, you're not going to take my firearm. You're not going to do it. How are you going to? And oh, by the way, I have a firearm on my hip right now, so ain't going to try that, girlfriend. But Representative-elect Lauren Boebert, wonderful, wonderful lady. I think Mark's talked to her. I've talked to her a couple of times during the campaign. First off, congratulations to her to winning that seat in Colorado out of Rifle, Colorado. That's just kind of awesome. Well, she was the big troller on social media over the weekend and yesterday as the lockdowns in Colorado, a little bit more extreme than some other places, where they said that they tried to limit gatherings for Thanksgiving to 10 people. 10 people. That's it. That's like half your family right there. If you have the kids and everybody, you know, got 3-4 kids and there you go. That's your family. You can have like one other family over. Thanks. Now, I don't know how you enforce something like that. That would be my first question is how do you enforce a rule saying that you can only have 10 people in your home? And if you don't abide by that, then what are you going to do? Are you going to shut off my electricity and water? Are you going to fine me? Are you going to arrest me? What are you going to do? And how are you going to enforce that? Do you literally have cops just driving around checking? All right, there's an average of 2 to 3 people per vehicle because, you know, the two parents plus the kids. So there's an average of 3. So let's just go count the number of vehicles sitting in your driveway to see how many people are there. Or is it one of those like snitch lines where they have to rat you out?
My neighbor, there's 11 people in the house.
Because you know someone would want to do that. Remember, on the other side of the aisle, they're all about the control. But Lauren Boebert, she came out and slammed the orders that say that you can only gather with no more than 10 individuals for the Thanksgiving virus. That's what I want to call it, the Thanksgiving virus. Because in the state of Colorado, you're permitted up to 30 individuals for a funeral, but you can only have 10 for a Thanksgiving celebration. Tell me how that one works. Tell me how that's supposed to happen when you can have 30 people to grieve at a funeral, but you can only have 10 people to celebrate something positive. I've noticed something with the left side of the aisle is that they are totally negative. Did you listen to Joe Biden's Thanksgiving speech a couple of days ago where the contrast between him and President Donald Trump, where Donald Trump was more uplifting? Yeah, you know what? We're going through the same or something similar to what we did at the very first Thanksgiving all the way back when, where we're struggling, we're surviving, we're trying to survive to stay alive. There's a virus that's going around killing individuals. They were struggling because it was their very first winter here in the new land, and they were trying to survive and figure out how the heck to cope with this and how to adapt and how to adjust. So you know what? There's a lot of similarities, but we're Americans and we're strong and we can do this. We can survive. That was the speech from President Donald Trump. Then you hear from Joe Biden and he was just pretty much, well, you know, things are really bad and, you know, it's really stinks and you have to stay away from your family. And you know what? It's just a lot of, I get it. It's really, really tough. So just do what we tell you to do. And it's kind of negative. And then I realized that progressives are just negative life livers, I guess. Everything's negative to them. That we have a microaggression that just triggers them. You have a firearm, so it's very scary. You said something that just triggers something that's offensive to you, so you just go in your little safe space. Whatever it is, you get very angry. But in Colorado, you can grieve with 30 people. You can only celebrate with 10. So Lauren Boebert, representative-elect on the western part of the state of Colorado, went on social media and said, quote, in Colorado, Thanksgiving is limited to 10 people, but funerals are limited to 30. So I'm going to have a peaceful funeral for a turkey and have about 30 people at my house. That's why we love her. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we love these individuals. By the way, she's the same one that's already talked to Washington, D.C. police and talked about being able to conceal carry while she is an elected congresswoman in Washington, D.C. on Capitol grounds. And she's already talked about the legalities of how to make something like that happen. So kudos to her, because I know she's the one that ain't going to take it. And I think if she does that, a lot of other people are going to be doing the same thing of we ain't going to take that. And she's going to lead the charge. I sense a change in the realm of politics in Washington, D.C. While we were concerned about the activist women on the left side of the aisle for the longest time with AOC and the B Squad and what they're trying to do, guess what? We just elected more women and minorities, by the way, under Republican leadership in this last election, even though it's still a toss up with who won the presidential race. Overall, Republicans did very, very well in this last election with a lot of women, a lot of minorities, and they're leading the charge because now you've upset mama bears all over the nation. And when you upset mama bears when it comes to security or protection of their children or do something they don't like, look out. And they're the ones leading the charge now in Washington, D.C. Got a lot to get to. It's Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters off for a day, hanging out at home, hopefully being able to enjoy a little bit of Lead Slinger's whiskey or something, or just some Defender coffee. I love how he always comes on and he talks about being sipping on some Defender coffee in the middle of the day. Now, I'm not the biggest coffee drinker. I have had Defender coffee and they're fantastic. But I just personally, I'm not the biggest coffee drinker. When I do drink coffee, I will go to Defender coffee because that way I can support the Second Amendment as well. But man, sipping coffee in the middle of the day or even in the afternoon like it is right now, crazy guy. So hopefully it's more on like the Lead Slinger's whiskey side of it, at least at this moment. Why? Because he's got a day off. So why the heck not? But listening to it, I love hearing all the partners that he has on the program. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? From the Car Arms Platinum microphone right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. All of it presented by X Insurance, plus all the other great sponsors. Of course, you got the MyPillow, which you can put in the code AAR on there and support MyPillow. You can sleep at night and still support the Second Amendment. You can go to GunBroker.com as well and purchase firearms. Today is, oh, I don't know, some like special day where you get a whole bunch of good deals and awesome stuff to be able to do your shopping for the holidays. Why don't you purchase someone a firearm? You know what you need to do? Because this is just my warped mind thinking, is that when you do your shopping for someone and you know someone in the family like is kind of on the fence about like Donald Trump or conservatism, right? Buy them a firearm. And then when they're like, ah, thanks, but I don't shoot, then you're like, oh, darn, guess I'm just going to have to take it then. See? Always looking out for you. Always looking out for you. Gunbroker.com. Make sure to go and check them out. Also, Pulse TV. You can visit them and see all the great programming with PulseTV.com/armed. And you can find the show right here with Armed American Radio, Second Amendment Foundation, of course, and so many other wonderful partners that he has right here on Armed American Radio. I want to read you something. And as you know, when someone's fearful, they begin to be irrational. Is that the way it usually works? I mean, when most people get a little panicked, they end up not thinking quite as clear. They end up running to the first, to them, rational decision. They just want something done, something to get out of that crisis mode because they don't like being in that panic any longer, which is what most people do. So when something bad happens, like a shooting, when people get very scared because they see a firearm, when you walk into a store and you see someone actually open carrying or something crazy, then some people go into panic mode, which is why now we have my generation, unfortunately, the millennials, that go into the safe space because they can't handle it. They were never trained to do so. Not all of them, again, but some of them. They can't handle it. They just lose their mind. So they have to go into their safe space. They have to be in their happy zone. They have to do their meditations, their breathing, whatever, which there's nothing wrong, by the way, with meditation or breathing or any of that stuff to clear the mind and think properly. But when you're in crisis mode, that's just they don't know how to handle it. They lose their minds and they want something done. You ever heard that that phrase before? We need to do something. And that seems to be the go-to phrase when there's something that goes on related to firearms. There is a piece out of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It was a letter to the editor from a high school student by the name of Haley Perry in Richmond, Virginia. And of course, the media loves to run with this, so it gets blasted all over social media, because if it's a younger individual, then, aw, how cute. And when they try to be an activist, then it's, oh, you're so in tune and woke with what's going on with current events. And when they're on the progressive side of the aisle, especially, then it's even more so of, oh, they really know what they're doing. We need to parade them around because they speak up and they're trying to be the activists that change the world. Aw, how cute. Now, for those of you that know, to where I'm just not knocking young individuals and young students, for most listeners of Armed American Radio, with the years that I've been able to fill in and be on the show with Mark, people know that my senior year of high school, I was involved in a high school shooting. I was there. I witnessed these sorts of things. But yet here I am talking about advocating for the Second Amendment. What a wild concept. It must have really messed me up, right? But there are students that have tried to use it for the other side, but try to use it for a political message, to use the emotion of it's for the children, to try and get rid of firearms, which is why they published this and blasted it out all over social media, trying to say that the children, it's for the children, on why we need stricter gun control. It was a piece by Haley Perry out of, again, the Richmond Times-Dispatch as a letter to the editor. It seems like every week there's a terrorist attack somewhere in the world. We become desensitized to the bombs, hijacking, and more recently mass shootings. It feels like a constant wave of words hitting again and again. Gun control should be more restrictive in Richmond. As a senior in high school, I worry whether my school will be on the side of the next mass shooting, such as the attack in 2012 on the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 staff members were killed, or the 2018 attack at Majory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, where 17 people were killed. Do we want Richmond to be the side of the next mass shooting? This pattern needs to change. These deaths are not just statistics. They're the lost lives, and they all have a story of their own. I believe this issue should be on the ballot during an election. Everyone who is voting of a voting age should be able to voice an opinion about such an important issue. This way, it would be fairer. Democracy would be upheld. Some people feel safer with guns to protect them. I understand that the Second Amendment gives citizens the right to bear arms, but this is becoming a public safety issue, and that should be our number one priority. I love how they throw that in. Of course, I agree and support the Second Amendment, but gun restrictions can reduce the number for intimate partner violence as well as domestic violence. Isn't that the same thing? Reduce the number for intimate partner violence as well as domestic. I'm pretty sure that's the same thing. For example, in Virginia in 2015, 65% of all intimate partner homicides were committed with the use of a firearm. And almost 2/3 of gun deaths in the United States are suicides by firearms. Guns must be more restrictive throughout the Commonwealth. How many lives must be lost before something is done? Signed, Haley Perry of Richmond, Virginia. This is the typical response. When someone is very emotional, they want to be the world leader, the world changers when it comes to student activism. And there's obviously nothing here that's worth a value other than just the emotional cry of we need to do something. And that something needs to be that gun control to where it's less available to the Commonwealth. This high schooler that felt like they were very proud of their writing as they tried to be so in depth and so deep in their writing for people to really take a harder look at the world and say, wow, you know what? You're right. The Second Amendment should be a right for everybody, but it shouldn't be as accessible to the Commonwealth because gun crimes are just up. And therefore, it's not the mindset of individuals to where we encourage mental illness in society, to where we don't actually solve mental illness crises in the nation, where we do see suicide up, especially during COVID. Thank you, government, for shutting down my small business and making us financially struggle and making people starve on the street and making them lose their homes because we can't get together to actually make a buck nowadays. But then when they turn to something alternative, it's the guns problem. It's a wild world we live in, isn't it? It's a really crazy world where we realize that, you know what, maybe if we just do the right thing. This is where the mindset are for some children, not all children, which is why we're here to say that this may be one example for them to that cry, that plea for the other side of the aisle to try and do something. But yet common sense prevails. And we realize that when a shooter does something dumb, that it's not the gun that actually did it, but the individual that may have had some issues that we didn't catch. And maybe that should be the wake-up call for many to realize, gee, wow, maybe we should take a look and wonder what the heck's going on with that individual and why they did what they did. Or we can try and learn the signs to where we can prevent it the next time around. Or even better, we should make people carry firearms even more so we can protect ourselves in the long run. Lots more coming up here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
To Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, I realize these shows go by way too fast. We're already halfway through. Welcome into the program. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. As Mark likes to say, the millennial general reporting for duty. So we're in here today as he's trying to take a day off. So we appreciate you hanging out with us today as well. Happy post-Thanksgiving. And so begins the craziness of Black Friday shopping. Here's a little bit different, though. Instead of this year where you get to see like the mosh pit at the store trying to fight for the TV, you get to click a mouse really, really hard while you're trying to buy stuff online. Hopefully, while you're trying to buy stuff online, like, you know, ordering Defender Coffee, which you can use the promo code AAR in order to get your discount and let them know that you support Mark Walters with Armed American Radio. But we are in the car arms, using the car arms platinum microphone, hanging out on the Crossbreed Holsters studio, all of it presented by X Insurance, which we definitely want to plug them. So Mark's been talking about his package with insurance that he's been doing, which it covers all of his stuff that he's doing because he's a really, really busy guy. I'm looking into it. I'm looking into my packages as well. And you need to as well. No more of the child's play when it comes to the insurance. You need to protect yourself the right way and do it all with X Insurance. Also Defender Coffee, and the Second Amendment Foundation, all these guys, we appreciate very much partnering up right here on the program. So I read that letter of the high school student needing to do something. I mean, when you're a student, you always want to be that world changer. Am I going to be that next advocate, the next activist that's going to change the world around me? Because by golly, we want to make the world a better place. And that's an awesome ambition to have. I don't want to short any student that in any way, shape, or form, regardless of what political side of the aisle that they're on. But if you're going to do something a little unique, do something a little bit different than what the mainstream media. Now, you can be in the nice little limelight for the media for the next 10 minutes, and they're going to say, oh, my gosh, look how great this person is, and they're trying to get rid of firearms, and look at that. They're woke. They're totally woke, which is, I think, what the hipster thing is to say, right? I'm woke, dude. I could be wrong on that one. Now, if you really want to do something, let's say, for an example, this individual had been through a school shooting, like myself. I had. Now, I didn't see the shooter. I was in the room below. There was two floors of the school, and they went to the second floor. I was in the room directly below. So we heard the gunshot. We heard everything go on lockdown. We went on lockdown for hours on end, and then we were transported to the other building that was in the gymnasium, and the SWAT team went in, and a dear friend of mine passed away, was shot. As she was running away, a SWAT team ran into the building, and the guy, the shooter, shot her before turning the gun on himself as the SWAT team tried to clear the room and do their thing. So that was my senior year of high school, and we were out of school for like 3 weeks then, and it was a sad ordeal. And I knew it because I knew her, because we lived in a very small town with a total of like 400 students throughout the entire high school, freshman through senior years. So yeah, it hit us hard. Now, I could go out there, as some of my co-students had done over the last couple of years, and write pieces about how scary it was, how guns are the problem, how we need to stop incidents like that happening because children are so precious and we can't allow firearms out in society in any way, shape, or form because they're really, really scary. But then I questioned them on what could have been done. It was a handgun. It was an individual who wanted to commit suicide, didn't like life, wanted to do something terrible on their way out, wrote like a 40-page letter to their family and said that they would regret what he was about to do because he was going to bring shame upon the family and that he was not in the right state of mind and he wanted to do something terrible on his way out. And that's what he did. Now, what could have been done? It was a handgun. So unless you're looking at trying to get rid of every firearm in the nation, including handguns, nothing could have been done. He could have gone, passed a background check, never had an issue, got the firearm. From my understanding, I don't remember his situation. Might have had it for years. Who knows? and went and did something bad. It was a random act that could not have been prevented. Maybe a little more security at the school, which they've done, by the way. Maybe more education, whatever. But let's use that situation just for a second and apply it to this individual who writes about being scared and being prepared for the next shooting and what we can do. What can you do as an activist student who wants to change the world and make the world a better place? What can you do? Because I'm the eternal optimist. There's always something you can do. You're right. We need to do something. Sure, let's do something. Let's do something, number one, rational. Let's do something, number one, reasonable. Let's do something commonsensical, and let's do something that could actually have an effect. Taking a firearm away is not going to do it, because if you really want to do something bad, you're going to find a way to do it, whether it's with a gun, whether it's with a knife, whether it's with a car, whether it's with your bare hands. If you're in that state of mind, you will find a way to do something. So what can you do? As a student, why don't you educate other students on how to properly use firearms? Why don't you encourage the use of firearms, the carrying of firearms? Why don't you beef up security at schools? Why don't you talk about having training sessions for teachers who choose to want to carry firearms in their school? Why don't you educate students to know how to do protective measures and defense measures in the school and outside of the school? Why don't you start a gun club? You don't take the guns away, but you introduce firearms in a responsible way. That's the second part that everybody seems to forget sometimes. The responsible way of the firearm usage. What's wrong with that? I see nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Hey, you know what? If we're worried about someone coming in with a gun, maybe we should have 10 other people with guns that know what they're doing and that can respond appropriately. I'm sure you saw the video. What was it? About a year or two ago, the video at a church, actually. And they showed the video cam footage inside the church service before they actually took it off the internet. But it was a guy who walked in with the intent to do something. He had a shotgun under his big trench coat, walked to the back of the congregation to someone who was standing up in the back, said something to them, had the intent to shoot them, pulled out the shotgun and shot them, killed them there dead on the scene. At the exact same time, I believe it was a former military or former cop or an active cop or whatever it was, saw what was happening, pulled out his handgun that he had concealed in his suit at church, and ended up shooting the individual that came in with the terrorist threat. Directly after that, there were about 10 other individuals who pulled a firearm out to sweep the room and sweep the church to make sure no one else was there to do any harm. Now, unfortunately, the first victim did pass away, I believe, but guess what? He was the one and only one, and the bad guy did not get away. That's why firearms are there. So you can either be scared of them to be the helpless little innocent victim that where nothing can go wrong and you can't be hurt because, you know, you just protected yourself in this nice little bubble, or you can be aware of common sense in the real world that bad things are going to happen. So the only thing you can do is try to prepare yourself the best way you possibly can in preparation for those situations.
But you sound like a prepper.
That's always the response, right? You're just a wackadiddle, just conspiracy theorist. So you're a prepper. You're one of those crazy guys that live out in the woods with a beard, right? I've been called that before, I guess. And I guess I can enjoy that. I can embrace that mentality. But you could do something positive. If you want to change the world as a student, and I'm talking directly to you young millennial generation individuals and younger who are wanting to be the world changers, who are off of school right now and probably out trying to go Black Friday shopping with your parents and extremely annoyed. Here's what you can do. Educate yourself. Learn how to be familiar and comfortable with a firearm. Take it to the next level. Be the activist in your community. And really show up and start a gun club. Talk to the school about starting a gun club. Start a gun club outside of school. Educate individuals how to use them, how to clean them, how to properly handle them. Be part of the organizations in your community. And guess what? The media is not going to cover you, but the community is going to realize who you are and what you're doing. And that could be the best thing you could possibly do. When you have a whole bunch of students, remember back in the day, I was not there at that time. I'm a little bit too young for that, unfortunately. But the days when you can actually drive up into the school with your hunting rifle hanging in the back of your pickup truck when you pull into the parking lot of the school. And no one thought about it because guess what? You showed up to class in your camo because you just got done hunting first thing in the morning. And when the sun came up, you got in your truck and you went to school. Those were the days. I know I'm an old spirit. I get it. I may be 32, 33 years old, but I'm an old spirit. I understand. But why can't we get back to that mentality and no one will think of it? And everybody that does have malicious intent understands that there are firearms around. Who could be carrying them? Who could be using them? Who could be trying to do such a audacious kind of thing? It's a world that we live in that's drastically changing. And when they want to complain rather than actually come up with solutions, then you realize that they don't have the answers. Because obviously they're not coming up with solutions. You could be the one with solutions and actually figure something out. Educate, learn, grow, and understand the real world. Got to take a break. One more segment left right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters right here on a Friday. Stay tuned.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you along today for the ride on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters, your millennial general reporting for duty today, right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, right on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, all of it presented by X Insurance. And we want to appreciate all again those great sponsors and partners right here on the show between Lead Slinger's Whiskey, between Pulse TV, which you can find them pulsetv.com/armed for Armed American Radio, gunbroker.com. You know, it's like the holiday season. It's time for you to stock up on firearms and accessories. I by the way, watching yesterday, I was kind of zoning out as we were doing the Thanksgiving dinner, totally watching King of the Hill. Anybody that watches, I sell propane and propane accessories. Well, you know what? Gun Broker, they sell guns and gun accessories. And they're fantastic. Appreciate those guys very much, along with Front Sight and, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation. Defender Coffee, wake up each morning rocking it with Defender Coffee and MyPillow. Go to bed, sleep in, and support the Second Amendment. Both Defender Coffee and MyPillow, you can use those promo codes of AAR to get your discounts and support the Second Amendment, support Armed American Radio, and support Mark Walters. So no matter what you're doing in life, there's always an opportunity for you to do it and support the Second Amendment. And it's all presented by X Insurance. It's time to get those big boy pants on and support insurance the right way. Actually be covered and protected the right way. Just as you don't kind of skimp out on the firearm when you're wearing it on your hip because you want it to be reliable in case something happens, you want X Insurance to be protective of you in that way as well. You don't want to skimp out on your insurance. You want to make sure that you're covered and you're covered solid, whether it's your business, your car, your home, your life. It doesn't matter. Make sure to check them out, X Insurance. Beef it up. Beef it up. Make sure it works nicely as you continue on, especially for the holidays, because you don't want something bad to happen during the holidays and not be protected in some way, shape, or form. I've noticed gun advocates are probably the biggest advocates in this nation. I know that you got like the environmental wackadoodles out there that are crying over dead rocks, and you have, in I guess, Joe Biden supporters, maybe. I don't know. They never show up to rallies, so see what we did there? They don't show up to rallies, but by golly, he got 80 million votes. Yeah, right. Nonetheless, I've realized that outside of the environmentalist crazy extremists with the cult of environmentalism, we have activists in this nation that are probably the most engaged and active, which is firearm owners. And there was a headline that was run by the RiverfrontTimes.com out of Missouri. What's Missouri been doing during COVID-19? According to them, buying guns. Oh, my. Firearms. So here's the headline. The FBI has already conducted more than 576,000 background checks for gun sales by the end of October. That's up from the 498,000 background checks they did for the entire year of 2019. With 2 months to go before 2020, which was just a month ago, so we're already another month into that one, the state could hit more than 690,000 background checks, which would easily be the largest number of background checks in more than two decades, according to the FBI. When I say that there are activists out there that are the ones who just, we don't take it, hashtag Merca don't care. When we have activists like that, where the only thing you do is, I'm concerned about my freedoms, I'm concerned about the election, I'm concerned about leadership, I'm concerned about legislation, I'm going to go buy a gun. When you have that mentality, it's really hard to regulate something like the Second Amendment, which is good for us, right? We don't want it to be regulated. We want it to be open and free and wonderful so everybody can actually enjoy it. As Donald Trump would say, it's going to be the big, beautiful door, the biggest, beautiful door you've ever seen in your entire life. It's going to be the greatest thing you've ever seen. We're going to be winning so much, you're going to get tired of winning. And when you live through that mentality, then if, God forbid, someone like Joe Biden becomes president of the United States, you start to realize there's very little they can actually do. What are they going to do? Grandfather it in? What are they going to do? Like, forcefully take it away? Yeah, good luck with that. What are you going to do? A buyback? I'm sure so many people are just going to be like,
ah, I get a $50 grocery gift certificate. I'm going to go sell my gun.
Do you really? I mean, just thinking about that is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Because most gun owners, especially if you have multiple guns, now it may be the ones who are like, I've had this rifle for 20 years. I've never used it. My grandpa gave it to me when I was a kid. I just want to get rid of it. Maybe there'll be that 0.5% or 1% that's like, you know what? I lost my job. I don't have a lot of finances and I'm in such a desperate state that, yeah, you know what? I'll trade my firearm for groceries. Maybe, but I highly doubt it. So the majority of individuals are going to be like, yeah, that's cute. You're not going to do a buyback. You can't do a forceful buyback. What's going to happen is it's going to make it more difficult for you to buy more firearms in the future. Barack Obama was one of the greatest gun salesmen this nation had ever seen because even though he didn't necessarily do anything, he talked about it all the time. Unfortunately for him, he never had the opportunity to because he never had really a Congress that was willing to back a lot of what he wanted to do with firearms. But every time he mentioned it, gun sales went up. Firearm sales increased. Ammunition was out of stock all the time. You could not get what you needed to get. There were back orders of it because it was selling so crazy and so quickly. Now, Joe Biden, he's been around for 47 years as a senator. He's been vice president. He's running for president. And I'm not calling him president-elect because he's not president-elect yet. He will not be president-elect until the Electoral College votes on him and Congress approves him. So this whole president-elect office that he has, that's not true. Don't listen to that because that's bogus and ridiculous. But if he becomes president, he's talked about the smart firearms. He's talked about going after the manufacturers. He's talked about doing all this crazy stuff. He's got Kamala Harris, who ran on the platform of trying to take firearms away. He has Beto O'Rourke in the realm to try and be the gun czar if he wants. And he's had Eric Swalwell as a talk about someone being in the administration somehow. I don't even know what he would want him to be in, but he's talked about it. Which is why it's important for us to be aware of some of the issues. Now, we have the runoff in the U.S. Senate down in Georgia, bowl seats right now. I know Mark's been focused on that a lot since he lives down in Atlanta, Georgia, in that area. And Georgia, I still don't understand why that started to go blue. That's weird. Why it's even as close as it is. Why they say, supposedly, that Joe Biden won the election down in Georgia. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. But we'll see after some of the investigations go on. But we have the runoff right now with both Senate seats that could make or break. Now, if we win one of them, then we have a majority of 51 votes and we're good to go to maintain a Republican majority in the Senate. If we lose both of them, then it's tied at 50-50. And it comes down to who's going to be the president after the investigations of potential voter fraud. Is it going to be Donald Trump? If so, then Mike Pence will still be the tiebreaker, and we're good to go with a 51-vote majority. If we don't, then the Democrats will have control of the Senate, with Kamala Harris being the head of the Senate as vice president. And, well, I take that back. It'll be until Joe Biden trips and falls while he's trying to tie his shoe, and Kamala Harris takes the presidency, and then whoever she nominates to be the vice president. So there is that going for us. But regardless, the Democrats would have a majority if they win both seats in Georgia. And there was a really good piece out of AmmoLand.com that talked about some of the legislation that could be at stake if they do get that majority with both Democrat seats in Georgia and they end up getting the presidency, on what they would work on. And there's some really concerning things there, which we don't have time to go over today. But if you look it over, I know Mark's been talking about it, but there's a lot of national legislation right now being fought against by the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation. So God bless those guys for working on that. But we need to continue the fight because, oh, they will try it. Everything from the background checks to continued fines and financial punishments for you and taxes to regulate your freedoms to forceful buybacks to increased background checks to gun registrations to everything else that they want to try. It's a wild world we live in when that's something on the table that's actually even considered in a nation when we have something called the Second Amendment, which is why the fight that we have is important each and every day. But until then, enjoy your holiday a little bit more as the weekend is right upon us. As Mark says every single day, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. You can find him at armedamericanradio.org. You can find me at HoosierReason.com, The Voice Reason, as we're about ready to do our show for the day as well. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.